Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Jesse Steele, and we have quite a few things to talk about. A couple of them are pretty big. I might split these up between today and tomorrow, because in my old age and wisdom, I'm starting to see that Mondays have about 50 stories, and then Tuesdays and Wednesdays have about negative 49 stories, and I tend to have to repeat things, and it is what it is. So, but I'll get the big ones out to you right now because I don't want to leave you in anticipation. I can't stand that. It's the first one that came out this weekend. It was announced earlier, but the first time we saw something about it, and there was a GoFundMe posted for this as well, is we would like to give our congratulations to Mammoth High School grad Carly Margulies on making the 2022 U.S. Olympic free ski halfpipe team. So Carly Margulies is currently ranked 4th in the U.S. women of high pipe skiing and is ranked 11th in the world. The U.S. team takes 4 women to the Olympic Games, so Carly is in. That came out this weekend. She is going to the Olympics in Beijing. She does need help because they, let me just read this for you. The U.S. ski team is the only organization in this sport that does not receive any government funding. As a result of this, Carly and her team rely solely on donations. So Carly is looking for all the support she can get. Help Carly get to the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing, China, thanks to all the friends, family, and supporters. As of this post, which was over the weekend, she had $4,017 promised out of $15,000 that she needs. As of right now, she is up to, awesome, I haven't checked this yet today, $11,152. So she is getting backed by friends and community, and that is fantastic, and that's what this is all about. I hope that in some way we helped by posting this, because that's what we are all about at Eastern Sierra Now, is helping out the community, and this is fantastic news. Wow, there's a couple of $4,000 donations in here. I love watching GoFundMes. If you guys have ever seen one, go check this out, even if you don't intend to help, which you should. Look, there's a $20 one right there. Everybody can donate $20. I mean, I don't mean that necessarily, because I probably couldn't donate $20. but everybody should at least go check this out. They're very interesting because you can see what people donate. And sometimes it's anonymous, sometimes it's a person, but it's really interesting to go through and see the notes that they leave and the money they want to give. Very, very cool. So good for you, Carly. Way to kick butt. That's a local that is going to make us proud for all time. And I think that is fantastic. So go USA, go Mammoth, and go Carly. Head over to GoFundMe and donate a little bit of something just to help her out. She is almost there, and it doesn't stop at 15. It can keep going because she's going to need quite a bit to pull this off. So let's just keep pushing this until the Olympics, man. Let's see what happens. So very, very cool for Carly Margulies. Next big thing that happened today, Josua Correa Vasquez sentenced to 2 consecutive life terms without the possibility of parole. Tuesday, January 18th, Mono County Superior Court Judge Mark Magid sentenced Mr. Correa Vasquez to 2 life sentences for the special circumstances murder of Omar Sanchez. He will not be eligible for parole. On October 9th, 2016, Omar Sanchez left his home on Azimuth in Mammoth Lakes just before 2 a.m. to drive to work at Vons. Mr. Correa Vasquez, a fellow employee at Vons, parked across the street from Mr. Sanchez's home about 90 minutes earlier and waited for Mr. Sanchez to come outside for his work shift. When Mr. Sanchez exited his home and started walking towards his car, Mr. Correa Vasquez approached the victim and fired 30 rounds from his AK-47, killing him almost instantly. In the days following the murder, his brother, Eliad Correa Vasquez, buried the gun outside of Shady Rest Park. After it was recovered, ballistics determined the cartridge casings found at the murder scene were fired from Mr. Correa Vasquez's AK-47. During the sentencing hearing, family members of Mr. Sanchez explained to the judge how their lives were impacted by Mr. Correa Vasquez committing the murder. Mr. Sanchez's 12-year-old son expressed his sadness that he will never again be able to spend a holiday with his father. Mr. Sanchez's wife expressed the horror she had gone through the past 5 years, stating, "He has destroyed the hope that my children had to have a father to guide them as they grew." Ultimately, she wanted the judge to know, "We don't have hatred in our heart because we know justice is being carried out." Mr. Correa Vasquez did not make a statement. A Mono County jury found Mr. Carrillo-Vasquez guilty of all charges in October of last year. Mr. Carrillo-Vasquez was convicted of first-degree murder while lying in wait, as well as enhancement for using a firearm. The jury trial was prosecuted by Assistant Director Attorney David Anderson. So, looks like justice has been done there. That was a terrible thing for the poor Sanchez family, and that's awful. So, crime doesn't pay, and that goes to show you right there. Two life sentences without the possibility of parole. A little sports news here real quick. The Bronco basketball team has some updates here. Rosamond has folded their JV teams, so we will have varsity only on Friday. Girls at 3, boys at 4:30, and no changes to hosting Mammoth basketball tomorrow night. That's Tuesday. Bronco soccer, Fraser Mountain was unable to secure officials for Friday, January 28th, so the game has been moved to Saturday, February 5th at 1 and 3. There is a current soccer schedule at easternsierranow.com. You can download and look at that. So that's it for the Bishop Broncos. If you know anybody in the, if you know anybody is the sentence I was trying to say, in any of the Mammoth sports programs, Independence, Lone Pine, Big Pine, any other local source, I've reached out and I haven't got much from most people other than the Broncos. And I don't want to be just a Broncos sports page. I'm trying to reach out to everybody. So if you know anybody in these programs, please reach out. It doesn't have to be through the school, you know, hockey, any of that stuff. Reach out to me. Let me know what's going on. And all I ask is that the coaches just send me the information. I actually have a, let's call it an app, where you can sign into it, fill out all the information about the sport and the game that was just played. You can upload pictures from your phone, like if you took pictures at the game or videos. You can even download an audio file so that as the coach, you can say what's going on, and we'll post it on our podcast. But for sure, it'll get at least posted on the website. And I want everybody to have that place so the kids have a place to go check out where they're doing sports, because I'm not even sure if other people are even doing sports anymore. So yeah, if you know anybody in this that are running the sporting programs, please have them reach out to me. info@easternsierranow.com. I would absolutely love to get all the update for the kids' sports. It's a huge deal for them, and being able to see their pictures and hear their names, and that's part of the reason why they do it. And so yeah, reach out to me. Been a lot of face mask stuff lately that people have been talking about, and vaccines and all that, especially across the world. People are dropping mandates in these places and quarantines in these places and all over the place. I was just wondering, what's the current stance on masking in California? Well, as of December 15th through February 15th of 2022, you still mask. The COVID-19 vaccine remains effective in preventing serious disease, hospitalization, and death from the SARS-CoV-2 virus. Unvaccinated persons are more likely to get infected and spread the virus, which is transmitted through the air and concentrates indoors. To ensure that we collectively protect the health and well-being of all Californians, we keep schools open for in-person instruction and allow California's economy to remain open and thrive. The California Department of Public Health is requiring masks to be worn in all indoor public settings, irrespective of vaccine status, until February 15th, 2022. This requirement will be updated as the CDPH continues to assess conditions on an ongoing basis. So that's where that currently stands. I was just wondering if there's been any change in that. So into next month, it will be the same. I will update as soon as I have more information on if we can stop wearing these little face diapers. You know, the Mammoth Chamber always releases so much good information. It's one of the main sources that I have on stuff. Brianna Goyko is the best. She posts everything and does such a good job up there. All those guys do. This is kind of interesting, and I thought that it was important because it ends tonight. So you better get this out if you want to do this. So it is your last chance to apply for tax credits and grants for your business. Applications are open for California Competes tax credits and grants. GoBiz is now accepting applications for the California Competes Tax Credit, CCTC, and California Competes Grant, CCG. 140 million in tax credits and 120 million in grants are available during this application period for businesses that are expanding and adding quality full-time jobs in California that might not otherwise be created by the business or any other businesses. The deadline to submit applications is today, Monday, January 24th at 11:59 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The online application can be accessed at Eastern Sierra Now and head that over to the Mammoth Lakes Chamber. In addition, an updated application guide, frequently asked questions, and program regulations are available as well at Eastern Sierra Now. So if you're interested, there might be some money in that for you, or at least a tax credit. So head over and do that. I think I'm going to do that as soon as I'm done with the news. Okay, there's a few other things you can head over to Eastern Sierra Now to see. I think we're going to end with that. So we have a couple of stories to go with tomorrow, because there'll be a happy helping of news tomorrow. I know it. I can feel it in my bones. Sure. You know, there is a lot of advertisers that we have on this page. Instead of just reading one, I think I'm going to go through all of them today and just give you a quick, this is who is helping us out right now, and we love it. I'll start with Coppertop. They've been with us the longest. Coppertop in Big Pine. It's coppertopbarbecue.com. You can order online. Head down there. They were voted the number one restaurant in the United States. Like, I'm not making that up. That is true. I believe it was 2015. And it has only gone up from there. So head over there. Check those guys out. Get yourself some barbecue. It is wonderful. And tell them thank you for supporting Eastern Sierra Now. We are doing everything we can to get this news source built, get everybody all the information they want, and a reliable, trusting source that they can go to for their news. So thank them. They've been one of the first we've had. Our newest, and by no means least, is Astorga's Mexican Restaurant. You know, you can head over to astorgasmexicanrestaurant.com. You can call 760-872-3849. They do takeout. You can order a cocktail and have it ready to be picked up, and you can take that home with you. I mean, that's, Astorga's is great. But they're not just drinks. I mean, of course, it's, you know, expecting tequila and margaritas and stuff like that. It's a Mexican restaurant, duh. But you know, so you get a Mexican restaurant, tacos, enchiladas, burritos. I mean, the greatest food on the planet. So, you know, no more needs to be said. Fantastic family, fantastic restaurant. I could not be happier to have them sponsored with us and to partner with them on this. Such a fantastic place. If you haven't been, you need to head out there. Head out to Astorga's Mexican Restaurant. It's on the outside of Bishop on 395. Giovanni's Pizza in Mammoth has been with us quite some time. Just absolutely love their pizza. The service is always friendly. They've got a full bar inside. They've got every kind of Italian food you can think of, which is the other best food. See, the best thing about all the restaurants that I have on this page, they're the best food as far as I'm concerned. You got Italian, you've got Mexican, you've got barbecue, and coming up next with the stove, which goes hand in hand with Giovanni's because it's the same owners, you've got fantastic American breakfast style food. The only thing we're missing as far as I'm concerned is sushi. So I need to go talk to Yamatani apparently and see if I can get them on board, because then all of my food groups are covered. So the stove and Giovanni's. Head out to them any day of the week. Like I said, I've only ever eaten breakfast at the stove, but it was bomb every single time. So I could recommend that completely and fully to anyone, anytime. And Giovanni's for dinner. I mean, you go to the movies, which is another sponsor of ours. The Minaret Cinemas is the place. And after that, you go get some pizza. It's right there. It's the same place. It's amazing. So head out and check those places out. Go get a movie ticket at Minaret Cinemas because, you know, the pandemic and everything we've been through for 2 years, trust me, the movie theaters need our help and we need the entertainment. So that's a match made in heaven. You know what else is made in heaven? I'm really good at these segues, by the way. Brewed Awakening Coffee in Big Pine. I can't say enough about that. You know, I actually have never been much of a coffee drinker in my life. I kind of got hooked up through a Starbucks thing and sort of got the addiction to it from there. But I always went to Starbucks. And then I started going to Brewed Awakening because it was in Big Pine and it's easier for me to get to since I live in Big Pine. And oh my gosh, like I've switched. You know, I just read a thing today. Somebody posted that they got a cinnamon roll from Brewed Awakening and it was the best cinnamon roll they've ever got in their entire life. Cinnabon, everybody else, get rid of it. Brood Awakening. And I can vouch for that. I eat there all the time. They've got fantastic breakfast food. They've got sandwiches, salads, even dinner things, like enchiladas and things there. I mean, they expand every single day. It's just getting bigger and better. And hopefully they're making more and more money on this because they are kicking butt. Like, it's such a unique experience with such amazing and wonderful staff that you can't go wrong. So if you live in Bishop, try 15 minutes. Trust me, it's worth it, you know? And if you're heading on through, you got to get some breakfast in the morning because you're going down south. Well, that's where you want to stop. Trust me on this. I would not steer you wrong. Speaking of steering a snowboard, see, I told you these. I'm really good at these segues. The Mammoth brand, Mountain Lifestyle Apparel. I talk about them all the time because I use a lot of their information on the news. But I can't go wrong. I'm currently wearing a Mammoth brand sweatshirt, and it's the softest sweatshirt I own. It's so comfortable. I get home, I strip down whatever I was wearing for the day, and I put on my Mammoth brand sweatshirt, and that's what I wear the rest of the day. Like, I'm telling you, it is quality stuff, and it looks cool. And I've said this a million times. When you go to a gas station, you go to something like that, and you buy, oh, it's a Big Pine t-shirt. Usually, it's awful material. It looks dumb. It's probably taken straight out of word art or something. You know, the Mammoth brand, it looks good. It looks like you're wearing something from, you know, Burton or Vans or something. Like, this is a cool thing to wear. It's not just, oh, look, a Mammoth sweatshirt. You know, it's really, really good. So I can't recommend them full enough. You know, Jason Blakey is a great guy. He's a friend of the site. He's been helping us from day one. But there's stuff, I'm telling you, you're going to want it. So head over to mammothbrand.com and at least get a hat or something. Trust me, you're going to want it. Our longest advertiser, they've been on board with us the longest, and I could not support them further in their endeavor, is High Point Solar. You need to get solar on your house, I'm telling you. There's so many people that think, you know, there's no such thing as global warming, or there's such thing as global warming, or whatever. Set that all aside. It doesn't matter that what you're doing when you get solar is 100% changing your carbon footprint to help the planet for not only everybody on it, but future generations. That's just a fact. You are making the world better if you put solar on your house. That's a fact. You can't change that. But put that all aside. You are no longer paying bills. I'm going to say that again. You are no longer paying bills when you have solar panels, if you do it correctly. And that's what they're there for, is to help you do it correctly. It evens out all of your energy usage, plus a little bit more. So let's say 2 years from now, you decide you're buying that Tesla you've been eyeing. Well, that's built into the system. So now you're not paying for gas on your car, which electricity in that case. You're not paying for electricity in your house. If you switch to an electric washer or dryer, you switch to an electric stove. Everything you have is electric. Your heating source can be electric. You're not paying bills anymore. You're running your life from the sun, which is why the sun is there. So like I said, I cannot speak higher of High Point Solar. They've been with us from day one, and I hope that they are with us on day 10,055,000,000, which is my estimation on when we close up shop. Their number is 760-937-5849. Reach out for Amy and tell her that Jesse from Eastern Sierra Now sent you, and you're going to get $250 off your purchase. So if you're looking for solar, or you're on the fence, or hey, you want to just know more information about it, Amy's the person to talk to, and make sure you mention Eastern Sierra Now. You'll get a big discount, and you'll be stoked on that. Shorty Speed Shop, Robbie's my homie. This is the guy that knows everything about fixing anything. So I'm telling you, you know, they specialize in Subarus, Toyotas, Hondas, you know, more foreign cars. That being said, this guy's the man. You know, they are absolutely booked up for quite some time, so I can't guarantee when you're going to get in, but it's worth it. You know, if it's an emergency, yeah, he'll squeeze you in. But if it's something you just need to get done, that's the guy, okay? 760-258-1342. I've never seen something that he can't fix and make it better. And I've known him a long, long, long time. So, Shorty Speed Shop, again, 760-258-1342. That's who you want to call to get your car fixed up. And the last thing I would really like to mention, because, and I have been for quite some time now, and it is just such an amazing thing to get to talk about, is Patreon. And our patrons, Valerie, Deborah, Ida, D, Tomato Head, Margaret, and Chandra, thank you so much for helping us. Again, just a quick recap. Patreon is a website where you can go sign in and sign up for a tier that you're going to send money to Eastern Sierra Now to help keep us afloat and help keep us doing what we're doing, because you believe in local news and what we're doing. And this needs to keep running at the level that it is, you know, and this is a labor of love at this point. We're not making enough money to have this be a full-time job, and I am running it like a full-time job, more than that. So, you know, the more funds we could get coming here, the better off things are going to be. We can hire more reporters. We can get more video stuff. We can get just absolutely increase everything we're doing by that. And the best way to do that, if you don't have a business and you want to advertise, is Patreon. Because as a local individual, you can donate money monthly to help keep us going. And there's little tiers, there's little prizes and things that Patreon offers. I don't know what that really could be through Eastern Sierra Now. You know, we've offered stickers and t-shirts and, you know, speaking about Patreon, of course, every day and that kind of stuff. And we'll come up with more as we go. One option I was thinking was if I post it, hey, this end of the month, I'm doing a Q&A with somebody that's a big deal. Then if you're part of this Patreon group at a certain level, maybe we can make it that you can ask questions that you want to know, and I will then pass them on and get your questions answered. You know, things like that. It's hard with news. You know what I mean? If I was an artist, I could say I'll send you free prints or t-shirts or something, but that's not what we're doing. So I think the point of Patreon, as far as Eastern Sierra Now is concerned, is your love of local news. You understand the importance of it and what we're doing here, and you want to support what we're doing because you can, and you want to see it grow while we're trying to grow. And it's the struggle of the first 6 months, because we're right at 6 months right now. So at a year, we'll see where things we are with that. But in the meantime, thank you, patrons, for helping us out so much. We have had multiple people reach out just for single donations. They didn't want to sign up for a month, but they dropped $100. They dropped $50 just because they believe in what we're doing and they like it. That means so much to us. And if you're interested in something like that, there are two buttons on Eastern Sierra Now's main page, right to the right. They're red. One says, become a patron. That's for a monthly service that you sign up for, where you will then be sending us whatever you sign up for, $20 a month, $100 a month, whatever it is you want to and feel comfortable doing. The other one is a one-time donation, and that sends it straight to a PayPal account that is attached to Eastern Sierra Now. So you can go in with your PayPal account, donate money, and I think it takes it straight out of your bank account. You don't even have to have a PayPal account, but it puts it into our PayPal account, and that just goes right into turning it back around and keeping the news going. So thank you everyone so much for what you're doing. One thing I haven't pushed in a while is, and if you're still listening at this point, you're the best, because I've just rambled 10 minutes on advertisers. We want some more subscribers. We have an email service here. We have 695 subscribers right now. Let's get to that 700 mark. We need 5 more. So what that gets you is every time we post a new news story, you get an email attachment about it. It'll say, hey, Eastern Sierra Now just posted this on this. That way you never miss local news. You always see what's going on. The same thing with signing up for our Instagram page, our Facebook page. We're working on a TikTok page, but I'm not a really good dancer, so I've been taking some lessons. But as soon as I got that down, I'm going to start TikToking out. There's just so much that's going on with Eastern Sierra Now. We're working on an app. We've got so many things happening. This is such an exciting time, and it is building and wonderful. And now it's the time to start building this as a business. And that's what I'm trying to push right now, is not only advertising, Patreon. How can we build this and get bigger? And I think that is what's important here. So if you're an advertiser and you're listening to this, you have a business, you're interested in getting it out there, we have crazy great advertising plans that involve so much more than what most people do in the Eastern Sierra. And I'm not knocking anybody else. Everybody has their place, you know, and I'm good friends with just about every single other platform that is around here. But what we're doing is social media, video, you know, YouTube. We're moving into TikTok, Snapchat, that kind of stuff, Twitter, Facebook. I mean, I mentioned that with social media. Not to mention the website gets 30,000 views a month now, and we've only been open 6 months. I mean, what's this going to be in a year? We are kicking butt, and this is the hip place to be. And I always say that anybody that says hip isn't hip, so I guess I'm outing myself there. But the fact is, this is the place to be. I think there's a great room for partnership if you're somebody with a business that is looking to get your name out there. We develop personalized campaigns for you to help you on social media, not even just through Eastern Sierra Now, but to help you use your own social media accounts, because a lot of people don't understand social media and its power. let me help you. Let us at Eastern Sierra Now, we can help you. So info at Eastern Sierra Now for any questions about any of that, and we will get right back to you on that. Okay, I'm gonna stop rambling. We're at 30 friggin' minutes now. Good job, Jesse. Okay, thank you everybody so much, and I'm just looking forward to the future. That's what this is. It's so exciting and wonderful. Thank you. Eastern Sierra Now, Jesse Steele.